Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 6:23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. This thought is introduced by three prior proverbs, which tell of the admonition by a father to his son to keep his commandments, nor to forsake the law of his mother, knowing that they shall always lead him. A father and a mother must always remember for whom they are rearing their children. They are not to simply correct or chastise that they have peace and quiet, but they are to correct their children that they may, on the road of life, be used of God. Reproof, which is to be a way of life, must be regarded highly as instruction of great value and as an act of love, and that needs to be communicated clearly to the child. How important it is to hear the Word of God with the understanding that it is given to reprove, rebuke, and exhort. That is the norm of God's Word, and to despise that is to despise the purpose of the Word of God. For a home to forsake reproof in favor of pleasantries and tickled ears is to forsake the way of life. Listen to God's Word. Proverbs 13:18. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. And Proverbs 15:5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. The very teaching that these proverbs state about reproof must be taught to the child. The very act of reproof must be elevated to a high place of honor, for reproof is proof that you are in the family. I think that the Bible is clear in that children will not know in their heart that they are a part of the family unless reproof is a way of life. Proverbs 3:11-12 reads this way, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." There must be teaching that reproof is a gift of God, and gifts of God must never be despised nor resisted. Stiffening up or exhibiting a prideful attitude must never be tolerated. Reproofs are to produce a humble child who realizes he is poor and needy and welcoming of God's reproof, a child who will say to those that reprove, "Thank you, I needed that." A child who will react cheerfully to reproof, knowing that it comes from a father, a mother, and a God himself who always has his best interest at heart. Parents are to always be fair, showing that justice is a valuable commodity. Proverbs 25:11 reads, "As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear." Exercise this admonition in the following ways. Ensure that the child knows clearly why reproof is given. Explain on each occasion that what you are doing is always in the best interest of the child. Never give chastisement in anger. Do not provoke your child to wrath by unfairness or refusal to consider all the facts. Insist on being thanked after giving reproof so as to elevate the very act of reproof. It may not at first be given in sincerity, but eventually its purpose will be known. Never tolerate rebellion after giving reproof. Proper reproof demands the proper reaction by the child. Uplift reproof as a way of life for spiritual growth. Always conclude chastisement with a loving embrace and time of prayer together, the spiritual aspect of love should never be forgotten. Those who regard reproof will be those who in due time will be honored. Regarding reproof means paying attention and learning from its lessons. Responding correctly to it is a building block to understanding and growth. Those who do not regard reproof are destined to not grow, and to not grow is to die. Therefore, not regarding reproof is to bring doom upon oneself.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.